Labvakar, visapkārt. Pareizs laiks 23 un 23 minūtes. Ir trešdiena, 1. Mājas un brīvdiena. Salas radio ēterā raidījums meditatīvie ritmi. Un kopā ar jums Uguru. Patiekamu lidojumu. Un ja vēlies ko teikt, raksti studija atsaudz.lv.
existence never repeats itself. It is very creative and very inventive. And it is good. Otherwise, although Gautam Buddha is a beautiful man, but if there are thousands of Gautam Buddhas around, wherever you go, you meet a Gautam Buddha. In every restaurant, you will be really bored and tired. It will destroy the whole beauty of the night. Good that existence never defeats. It only creates one of a kind. So it remains always there. You are also one of a kind. Just you have to love it. Thank you.
como el amor sana, como el árbol florece y la vida perdura, que para llegar a Dios hay que aprender a ser humano.
And then they destroy the very possibility of ever coming to know the real flower. The real flower will have the plastic flower has nothing to contribute to your life. It only looks like a flower, it is not a flower. The plastic flower is easy. You do not need to water it, You do not need to take care of the roots. Real flower needs sun, creativity on your part. Every real value needs creativity.
Living that. And if you don't want to live it, that's fine. It means you have to suffer a bit more until you're ready to make this shift, until the shift begins to happen. A human being needs to reach the point of readiness where they say, okay, I've come in enough madness, I've suffered enough, I'm ready for the shift. I'm ready to say, okay, that this moment takes, the now. It's not what happens. The now is not what happens.
ecstasy is our very nature. Not to be expected is simply unnecessary. To be ecstatic is natural, is spontaneous. It needs no effort to be ecstatic. It needs great effort to be miserable. That's why you look so tired. Because misery is really hard work. To maintain it is really difficult. Because you are doing something against nature. You are going up the street. That's what misery is. And what is bliss? Going with the wind. So much so that the distinction between you and the river is simple. You are the river. How it can be difficult to go with the river? No swimming is needed. You simply float with the river. The river takes you to the ocean. The river is already going to the ocean. Life is a river. Don't push it. And you will not be miserable.
Thank you.
existence does not listen to your desires. Follow your desire. Everything changes, and love is not an exception. Perhaps I am the first person in the world to make it understood by everyone. Thank you. as far as I'm concerned, is the basic quality of the seeker. Courage to be ignorant rather than to have borrowed knowledge. Ignorance has a beauty. It is at least yours. It has come with you. It is your blood, it is your bones, it is your marrow. Knowledgeability is ugly. Absolutely rubbish. Has been poured upon you by others, and you are carrying the load of it. And the load is such that it will not give you any opportunity to inquire on your own what is true. Will answer immediately that this is true. If you are filled with the Holy Bible, the question will be answered by the Holy Bible. And the question will come out of the Vedas. But it will come from some source outside yourself. It will not be your discovery. And that which is not your discovery is not yours.
Yeah.
this is the right moment to enter peace. Gather all your energies, all your consciousness, and rest towards the inner center of your being.
Laiks 22:25 minūtes. Tiem, kuri tikko pieslēgušies Salds rādio, studijā raidījums meditatīvie ritmi.
ecstasy is our very nature. Not to be ecstatic. It's simply unnecessary. To be ecstatic is natural, is spontaneous. It needs no effort to be ecstatic. It needs great effort to be miserable. That's why you look so tired. Because misery is really hard work. Maintain it is really difficult because you are doing something against nature. You are going up a stream. That's what misery is. And what is bliss? Going with the river. So much so that the distinction between you and the river is simple. You are the river. How it can be difficult to go with the river? No swimming is needed. You simply float with the river. And the river takes you to the ocean. The river is already going to the ocean. Life is a river. Don't push it.
Thank you. Thank you. Begging. Depositem também numa canoinha de nada, nessa água que não para. E eu, rio abaixo, rio afora, rio adentro. Peguem-me e me depositem também numa canoinha de nada, nessa água que não para. E longas beiras. E eu, rio adentro, rio abaixo, rio afora, rio adentro. E eu, peguem-me e me depositem também numa canoinha de nada, nessa água que não para, e longas beiras. E eu, rio adentro, rio abaixo, rio afora, rio adentro. E eu, peguem-me e me depositem também numa canoinha de nada, nessa água que não para, e longas beiras. E eu, rio adentro, rio abaixo, rio adentro, rio afora, rio adentro. E eu, peguem-me e me depositem também numa canoinha de nada, nessa água que não para, e longas beiras. E eu, rio adentro, rio abaixo, rio adentro, baixo, rio afora, rio abaixo, rio adentro. E eu, o rio.
accept yourself as you are, and that is the most difficult thing in the world, because it goes against your training, education, your culture. From the very beginning you have been told how you should be. Nobody has ever told you that you are good as you are. Don't be obsessed with yourself. But a natural self-love is a must, a basic phenomenon. Only then out of which you can love somebody. Nobody else has ever been like you, and nobody else will ever be like you. You are simply unique, incomparable. Accept this, love this, celebrate this, and in that very celebration, you will start seeing the uniqueness of the others, the incomparable beauty. Love is possible only when there is a deep acceptance of oneself, the other, the world. Acceptance creates the milieu in which love grows, the soil in which love moves.
We'll be right back.